Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura, here. Bates? Bell?
Here.
Bell, here. Hill?
Here.
Hill, here. Leyva?
Here.
Leyva, here. Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza, here. Nielsen?
Here.
Nielsen, here.
We have a quorum. This is our Appropriations Committee hearing. We have one item today. That is we have one item, members. It does enjoy a due pass recommendation. It's SB 380 by Senator Pavley. Senator Pavley, the floor is yours.
And I'll keep this relatively brief. We had
Let me just again remind folks that we're going to stick solely to the
fiscal
aspects of the bill. This bill did enjoy a full policy hearing, so I will cut you off if you go into the policy issue. So, and that includes our fabulous author, Senator Pavley.
My seatmate, Senator Laura. Okay. It had unanimous support in the policy committee in a broad discussion. This is an urgency item relating to Aliso Canyon, that's Porter Ranch down in my district. 3,000 families are waiting to know that after the well is finally stopped leaking, been leaking till October 23rd, that'll be safe to go home. This puts in some urgency protective measures by establishing a moratorium. It's consistent and builds on the governor's executive order. With me is one of my co-authors in the bipartisan spirit here today, Assemblymember Wilk.
Thank you. Assemblymember Wilk, would you like to make some comments?
I'm going to choose not to. I'm going to honor
Thank you.
The chair's
Very
request.
Smart. Very smart.
Smarter than I am.
Witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition. Finance isn't here. Any questions from our members?
I did read the analysis of some of the unknown costs. All the seven agencies involved are assessing that.
Correct.
SoCalGas will probably be the major contributor to solving these problems to assure and minimize the risk that this will not happen again.
Correct. Sir, are you in opposition or in support?
Thank you. I'm Roger Schwecker with Southern California Gas Company, and we do not currently have a position on the bill. I wanted to come forth and offer myself to answer any questions that the committee
Thank you.
And chair may have with regard to this bill or activities going on in Aliso Canyon today.
Great. Thank you. Members, any questions? Seeing and hearing none. This does have a due pass.
I just have a quick question because
Go ahead.
Of the concern about the long-term moratorium, if that's there. And what it would be if we have any analysis of fiscal impacts that would result as if there is not a quick solution and there's a long-term moratorium on both ratepayers' reliability for residents and businesses. If is there any, you know, view of that at the moment, or is that something CPUC will look at? Kind of
well,
give us
probably all of the above, and I can give you a brief answer. The moratorium is to make sure that we are testing. That means we, as in CPUC and Dogger,
yeah.
the integrity of the well casing, especially for these older wells. This was
right.
a 1953 well. There's 18 others. Other wells that happen to go into this reservoir need to be tested as well to make sure there is integrity, so
mm-hmm.
top-notch people. This is a reservoir, largest natural gas reservoir that provides some energy reliability to
right.
20 million Southern Californians. The concern isn't mostly this year. We want to make sure all these wells are inspected so that perhaps by summer additional natural gas can be stored in this facility safely without incurring another leak.
Mm-hmm.
It's about next winter. So this is provides sort of a cushion, if you will, for long cold snaps and things. So this winter, there's enough natural gas still in this reservoir. There's no new natural gas being pumped in because we needed to reduce the pressure in the reservoir that was helping cause the leak to continue. We've reduced the methane release by over 70% since we've stopped injecting natural gas in there. It's a balancing thing. There's 13 other wells in, reservoirs in California. This is the largest one. It's a balancing act, and everyone will be working together to address just what you're talking
yeah.
about.
And
we have terms energy reliability as a consideration
yeah.
throughout this measure.
Okay. the reliability, you know, I believe you're doing exactly the right thing. I just think that we need to be prepared if there are going to be any fiscal impacts.
I know the CEC and PUC and the governor's office are all addressing, if we can't put in more natural gas this summer, what is our plan B for next winter?
Right.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, is there a motion for the bill? So moved by Senator Hill. Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is do pass to the Senate floor. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
7-0. This measure is out. This concludes our Appropriations Committee meeting.